In 2009, New York State expanded its recyclable beverage container law to include bottled water. A recent budget resolution in the State Assembly would expand the bottle bill to include newer, more popular beverage containers. Easy Bottle and Can Return owner and New York Bottle and Can Redemption Association chairperson Sheila Rivers explains that the market has changed since the state last broadened the law.
Soda sales are down. Beer sales are even down. And people are turning to other drinks that are healthier. The vitamin waters, the energy drinks, sales of those beverages has just skyrocketed every year. And we would like to be able to capture those in our market as well. It benefits the environment. It would also mean more money coming into the state in unredeemed deposits. And less confusion for consumers.
New York Public Interest Research Group Senior Environmental Associate Laura Height finds the bottle bill has been good for the environment and created jobs with more redemption centers.
The governor put the bottle bill on the table with a number of recommendations for strengthening some of the enforcement provisions. They're all agreeing to a proposal that would give at least $19 million a year to the Environmental Protection Fund. As a result of the bottle bill. That is great. But last week, the Assembly went a step further and said, let's expand it. Let's include all these other beverage containers. This would generate even more revenue for the Environmental Protection Fund, as well as, obviously, reducing litter and increasing recycling. And we're much more optimistic that an agreement will be made that does take a portion of the unclaimed deposits and use that to grow the Environmental Protection Fund. And we're hopeful that whatever changes do get made, that they preserve the convenience of the system for consumers.
There are a number of business issues within the bottle bill that could affect employment and the redemption centers collecting the bottles and cans. Sheila Rivers says some provisions could make it difficult to keep the businesses viable.
There are technical issues. One is what we consider off-site, on-site counting, which determines how much we get paid for the containers that we return to the distributors. The other major concern is the ability to reject containers that are considered less than perfect or not reasonably clean. And we feel that that definition is way too subjective. Once a redemption center takes a bottle or a can and we have paid a consumer, the way the law reads now, the distributors must pay us for those containers. If we accept a container and then cannot get paid for it, it obviously is not an economic advantage to us to take those types of losses.
In the past, the American Beverage Association has characterized bottle bills as being outdated, ineffective, inefficient, and costly, but the organization did not reply to repeated requests for comment for this story. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.